It's Marketplace Tech for Thursday, October 4th. I'm David Brancaccio in New York. Today, a story that'll make the folks at all our radio stations perk up with interest and possibly dread. Ahead of tomorrow's unemployment report, I bring news of a system that puts guys like me in competition with anyone with internet and a decent voice. Crowdsourcing, reaching out to the entire planet in search of talent to solve problems. Crowdsourcing is the job market of the future, many argue. But how does it play out in the specific case of one New York startup called Voice Bunny? CEO Alex Torrenegra is about to test his software in front of about 1,000 people.
We'll see if it works. Hopefully that's going to be the case.
He's at the monthly New York Tech Meetup, where startups go to pitch. Torrenegra noticed that in this multimedia age, there's huge demand for voiceovers. Online videos, advertisements, and blogs that get turned into podcasts all need voices. With Voice Bunny, a client offers a script online, and people who know how to read aloud offer their services. The software can help choose the right voices for the job. In front of the crowd, Torrenegra asks the host of the event to think up some random phrase as a test.
He shoots his scores.
Huh?
He shoots his scores.
He shoots his scores.
The phrase is typed into the software in search of a voice to record it right away for a fee. Tanya Zapata is Voice Bunny's VP.
A lot of people tend to think that this is super expensive, but we're going to show them how affordable it could be for them to have a professional voice.
3 minutes and 29 seconds later, the recording comes in.
Because it was sort of...
He shoots. He scores.
Not a lot of money is changing hands here. In one example, the client pays $11 for a short voiceover plus a $2.20 service fee. Glenn Fleischman, who contributes to The Economist magazine's tech blog, says with crowdsourcing talent, there's a pattern.
There's a long tail of people who do a lot of work and make very, very little money, and there's a small head of people who are the most popular in any given service and command the highest fees and may actually be able to make something like a living from it.
In a studio in San Juan, Puerto Rico, two blocks from the beach, sits Michael Lane, who worked for years in radio in places like Louisiana and Georgia. He just recorded a commercial for a video game through Voice Bunny. While most of his income is from bigger gigs outside of that service, he says every little bit helps.
The neat thing about Voice Bunny is it's butter and egg money. It's like, I'm not going to live off Voice Bunny, but, you know, if on this particular day I need $30, I'll watch Voice Bunny really hard, and chances are something will come up, and if I respond quickly, then that's a possibility.
And the thing is, pros like him are sitting there at their computer screens at all hours, ready to snap into action, getting jobs that staff announcers thought they had all locked up. But what about the quality? I ask Michael to audition.
You're listening to the most awesome public radio station in the region. Now, here's the NPR version. You're listening to the most awesome public radio station in the region. Your call letters here.
This crowdsourced voice has it down. One more thing. In a classic cartoon, a bearded guy in ancient garb comes down from the mountain with two aspirin. Our headaches are over. Here comes Moses with the tablets. Well, now it's Apple with the tablets. A report in the Wall Street Journal says factories in Asia are finally making the long-rumored mini iPad, larger than a phone, handier than the regular iPad. Maybe they went iMini because the trademark iMax is already taken. I'm David Brancaccio, and that is Marketplace Tech. From APM, American Public Media.
The world can be a confusing place for kids, and finding the words to explain it all can be tricky, too. Introducing Million Bazillion, a Webby-winning podcast from Marketplace that takes your kids on exciting adventures to answer the awkward and complex questions they have about money. Each week, we tackle hard-hitting inquiries from kid listeners like,
what is a college account and how does it work?
I want to know what unions are and what they are for.
Why does the U.S. have so much gold in Fort Knox and what do they use it for?
Help your kids understand how money fits into the world around us. Listen to Million Bazillion wherever you get your podcasts.